You mentioned your opposition to the sanctions bill on Iran, and this is obviously a bipartisan bill supported by some very senior top members of your own party in Congress. Why do you oppose a bill that would only impose sanctions if you fail to reach an agreement and if the Iranians fail to agree to take steps to curtail their nuclear program? Would you go so far as to veto a bill supported by top Democrats in Congress on this issue? And to Mr. Prime Minister, I understand you've been making phone calls to senators on this issue of the Iran sanctions bill. Is that correct? Are you actually lobbying the U.S. Congress on this?
When I came into office, I made a commitment that Iran would not obtain a nuclear weapon, that we would do everything we could to prevent that. If Iran obtained a nuclear weapon, then it would trigger an arms race in the Middle East, make our job in terms of preventing the proliferation of nuclear materials much more difficult. Now, in that context, there is no good argument for us to try to undermine the negotiations until they've played themselves out. Now, if Iran ends up ultimately not being able to say yes, if they cannot provide us the kind of assurances that would lead myself and David Cameron and others to conclude that they are not obtaining a nuclear weapon, then we're going to have to explore other options, and I will be the first one to come to Congress and say we need to tighten the screws. We don't make these judgments blindly. We have been working on this for 5, 6, 7 years. We consult closely with allies like the United Kingdom in making these assessments. And I'm asking Congress to hold off because our negotiators, our partners, those who are most intimately involved in this, assess that it will jeopardize the possibility of resolving providing a diplomatic solution to one of the most difficult and long-lasting national security problems that we've faced in a very long time.
Well, I think the big picture is very clear. The sanctions that America and the European Union put in place have had an effect. That has led to pressure. That pressure has led to talks, and those talks at least have a prospect of success. And I would argue with the President, you know, how much better is that than the other potential outcomes? And that is what we should be focusing on. But to answer you very directly, yes, I have contacted a couple of senators this morning, and I may speak to one or two more this afternoon. Not in any way as British Prime Minister to tell the American Senate what it should or shouldn't do. That wouldn't be right. But simply to make the point, as a country that stands alongside America in these vital negotiations, that it's the opinion of the United Kingdom that further sanctions or further threat of sanctions at this point won't actually help to bring the talks to a successful conclusion, and they could fracture the international unity that there's been, which has been so valuable in presenting United Front to Iran. And I say this as someone who played quite, I think, a strong role in getting Europe to sign up to the very tough sanctions, including oil sanctions, in the first place.